Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, 408 here on TGS. Dave out for the rest of the holiday season. Just got Rachel and I hanging out today. Rachel solo tomorrow with a whole bunch of friends.
Can't wait. Including Matt Pauly.
And, of course, that'll include Matt Pauly. He's my friend, too. We don't have to fight over him, Rach. He can be both of our friends. And he's joining us here in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Hello, Matt.
I'll do my best Jim Nance. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Man, it has been a really interesting time for the Cardinals. The Sonny Gray thing feels like it was a long time ago. And it kind of was when it comes to the point of reference of the offseason. But then last week we get a Dustin May move. This week we get another big trade with Boston, and Wilson Contreras is headed to fire line drives off at the Green Monster, and the Cardinals add 3 more pitchers. So they continue, really, this is what I find interesting, Matt. They continue to do exactly what Heim Bloom said they were going to do. And, you know, they're doing it in the way that you and Bernie and I have described it. It's definitely a rebuild, and it's probably something that should have happened a year or two ago.
Yeah, it's a rebuild, but it's not a complete tear down. I mean, Hunter Dobbins is a legit dude who's going to come in and be in the starting rotation. And in many ways, when I look at a rotation that includes a Hunter Dobbins and a Dustin May, like when you compare that to a starting rotation that includes Miles Michaelis and Eric Fetty, it's actually not that. There's no top end pitcher right now the way you had with Sonny Gray, even though the numbers this past year weren't super high end for him. But 1 through 5. I think the rotation has actually gotten stronger all the while they've actually sold off pieces and brought in a lot of young talent that's going to be good for the future. So I think this rebuild is going in a pretty good way right now.
Yeah, here's the thing that I think is important. They're not getting better for 2026. And again, it's not really the goal. But as you and I have discussed on Rush Hour Sports, I don't think it's a guarantee that they're a whole lot worse, in part because of what you cited. I mean, you had 3 of the 12 worst starting pitchers in baseball last year, right? In Michaelis, Fetty, and Pallante. That's based on runs allowed. That's based on expected numbers against, based on the quality of contact they give up. And while this group isn't, like, quote, loaded or top heavy or anything along those lines, you still have your best performers from last year. Right. I mean, you still have those guys, and now you've added Fitz and Dobbins, who, barring injuries, are probably going to be in that mix. But you also have the wave after that that gives you some hope. I mean, Kyle Leahy could still be in that mix, but if he's not, he helps your bullpen. But you're not far from seeing a Quinn Matthews. You're not far from seeing potentially a Liam Doyle. So your organizational starting pitching depth, especially when you're looking at the players you've added in these deals, you're now getting to a point where your rotation could easily be better this year than last year, even though you cut back.
And you're paying a lot. This is what we've been asking for. We've been asking for
cheap
a rotation
pitchers.
That you know, the 3, 4, 5 guys are club-controlled, cheap
right.
sort of players. And when I say cheap, just inexpensive. That's the better word for
right,
it.
Right, right.
The competition, though, in the rotation is going to be interesting. You probably have 4 spots locked in with Liberatore, May, McGreevy, and Dobbins. So then if everybody's healthy, that leaves Fitz, Leahy, Pallante, and I would include Quinn Matthews as well, in a group of 4 guys that are competing for 1 spot. It doesn't look good for Pallante, for being honest, because they keep talking about Kyle Leahy being stretched out. I think they really like the idea of Kyle Leahy as a starter. You didn't go get Richard Fitz for him not to be a starter. So it's a good problem to have. There's going to be injuries. They're not going to have another
That's
year
right.
like they had this past year. It's just we haven't seen this in a while, where there's a bunch of guys competing and they're not spending a ton of money in the rotation, despite the fact that the rotation in many ways looks more healthy now than it did previously.
Right, and I think it's important to frame this correctly. Again, the point is not this 2026 team as a whole is going to be as good as last year's team, although it could easily be. When you consider, but what you need to be better is you need the leaps from the guys you were hoping to get leaps from last year and didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we didn't get the big leap from Nolan Gorman or Jordan Walker or Victor Scott II. And now you're subtracting Wilson Contreras, who was one of your best hitters. You may be subtracting Brendan Donovan, who was obviously your all-star last year. But that can be helped by J.J. Weatherholt. That can be helped by those guys we mentioned that were not good being better. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's one of the things about a rebuilding year, is you're not that worried about the record in 2026, but I don't think they're going to be a 100-loss team. And if they are, it's probably because a bunch of the guys we're talking about end up with injuries.
Yeah, I see it the same way. I don't know how they're going to score runs. I think the pitching's going to be better. I'm more confident about the pitching starters.
Yeah.
The starting rotation, I'm more confident about. I think they'll do a better job than what they got for the most part last year. I have no clue how they're going to score runs. Outside of like Ivan Herrera, they're missing a ton from the right side. It's just that's the area for 20. And again, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But if you want to be worried about something for 2026, the ability to score runs, when they struggled in that area last year, it's really going to require Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker each to take big steps forward. And guess what?
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about this time
last year. Right. But this is also the year where you can afford to give them that next chance. And then after 2026, if you don't see it, it's time to do something else. I mean, I think, but the other, sticking with the pitching for a second, and we'll obviously, as I mentioned, we had Bernie on earlier, the three of us, you and Bernie and I, will be talking about this for an hour during Rush Hour Sports. So we're going to get a lot more depth in terms of this conversation as we go. But one of the interesting things on the pitching side is that the way you are now, your bullpen is pretty thin. Unless Kyle Leahy returns to the bullpen, which isn't a lock. And I am all for going to spring as a starter. You and I have talked about it. I'm all in on doing it. But if the other guys are all healthy and they fit in the rotation, this does give you the option to have a much more stable bullpen, so you can rely on your overall pitching more and give time for J.J. Weatherholt to make an impact. Or maybe even eventually a guy like Joshua Baez. He's not going to be that far away. I mean, he had a big year at Double-A. He's literally a phone call away from being in your outfield if you decide you need some help. So there are ways the offense can get better, but most of it is you need Victor Scott to be more of a factor. You need Walker to be at least decent. You need Gorman to be more consistent, because you're only really going to be able to know what you're getting out of Burleson, Wynn, I think Herrera, and maybe Newt, depending on if and when he gets healthy and if he's not traded.
Yeah. There's a lot that you just said. Let's start with like the Kyle Leahy piece, because I believe he's out of minor league options, so he has to be.
Oh, he'll
on the
be
big
on the team
roster.
For sure. Yeah,
but no. Here's the point I was going to make, because whoever your sixth starter is, you want to have the ability for them to be making some starts at Memphis to be ready. And I don't think that's going to be Leahy. So I think Leahy either has to be a starter out of spring, or he mm-hmm. has to, or he's going to be in the bullpen. And there is always that possibility that you keep a guy stretched out a little bit out of the bullpen, give him as many multiples as possible. But the process to get somebody back into, you know, starting shape after doing that, that's always a process that you don't really want to go through. So I think that's the first part of it. Is Kyle Leahy's going to go into spring competing to be a starter, but if he doesn't win that starting job, he probably, like you said, goes back to the bullpen, and he probably stays in the bullpen, and they'll have other guys available. And you know, with Quinn Matthews is going to be here at some point. I thought he was going to be on the opening day roster. I don't think that now, based off the moves that are being made. But if we do see,
I think you'll see Quinn Matthews him this year, though.
Yeah, if we see both a Quinn Matthews and a Liam Doyle break into the big leagues at some point this year, then that just presents another situation, Kevin, where the math doesn't add up on having the guys in the roster spots and all that.
Well, might I suggest another part for the rotation? And again, this is not, you don't control this, but another if you did, I would be like, hey, do this. But the Cardinals also need to be less rigid about how they handle, quote, the sixth starter. Your sixth starter, if you have an extra, you know, if you have to do something short term temporarily, can easily just be a bullpen day. And they've never done that.
Yeah.
They just don't do it. But if you keep Kyle Leahy in that multi-inning role, two innings at a time here, maybe more, he could be that guy that gets you two or three innings. And then you kind of play it out based on the game. Then you can play matchups. But you, of course, you know, that has to be something that the team is willing to do. And in the past, they've just never been willing to do that.
It'll be interesting to watch this, because that is stuff that Tampa Bay does.
Yeah.
Were the Rays doing that when Heim was around? Like, I'd have to go back. Okay, so I would suspect that the level of creativity is going to increase this year. And it wouldn't take much. I mean, this team has been, with all due respect to all parties involved, this has not exactly been the think outside the box organization in recent years.
No.
I think we're going to start to see some more of that. For some fans, that's probably going to be pretty uncomfortable to deal with. But go look at the teams that do the most with the least. Go look at the Rays. Go look at the Milwaukee Brewers. Go look at these teams. They are the ones who are doing the creative, wacky stuff. And sometimes that stuff blows up in your face in a terrible, terrible way, but also sometimes it helps you win some games.
All right, buddy, that's a nice little warm-up. You and Bernie and I will be doing this again in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's get yourself a little bit of a break, and then we'll talk again in about 40 minutes.
All right, perfect.
Thanks, buddy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's DGS on a Monday. Dave is out until the 2nd. Rach and I are here today. Andrew is out until the 2nd, or actually maybe beyond that.
Yeah, I think he's not getting back till like the 5th.
Andrew's going to feel like I'm going to have to reintroduce myself to him.
I'm happy for Andrew. He deserves a nice long break.
You got to have this.
He's got a lot on his plate. all the time producing this show, so yeah. He deserves a couple of weeks off.
I'm dealing with all of us.
Yeah, for real.
Dealing with me in the office back there. I wanted to bring up a quick thing because this was a thing. It came up in sports, but it's not a sports thing because apparently it's become trendy. There's a new clothing brand, and they put, if you have to, you have to picture this. So they're wearing, it's hoodies, T-shirts, or whatever. And it has the saying, humble over hype.
Mm-hmm.
That takes up the full front of the hoodie or the shirt. And I kind of want to smack every one of those people. Because by screaming, I'm humble, you're not being humble. It's the exact opposite of being humble. You don't have to tell people if you're humble. You just are. It's about how you act, not because you wear a slogan on your shirt. Am I wrong for saying, like, if you're going to advertise it like you're a walking billboard, it's the opposite of humility?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with that. I feel the same way. People are going to get mad, but, I mean, look, I think everyone should be kind, but sometimes I think the whole kindness thing turns into more of a slogan, and it's like, you're just saying that. You're not actually, yeah. It doesn't seem like you actually care about being kind. It yeah. feels like it's just, like, an easy thing to say, or, like, the same thing with, like, joy. Like, show joy in your life. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like you're saying it more than you're actually doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, yes. I think all of those things I can agree with. Sometimes the be kind is almost like a scold.
Yeah.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Don't tell me what to do. I am being kind. I'm trying to. Just don't annoy me. All right, Monday on DGS. May and Rage today. Dave will be back on the 2nd. Andrew the week after that. 2nd is a Friday, so that's going to be a weird little like one day for yeah. all of us. And then...
That'd be a nice way to ease back into real life.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because this whole week, you just like you're detached from reality.
Oh, yes.
And then when you come back, you're like, how do I do this again? So that's all coming up. And then the Monday after that, Andrew will join us. What's that, the 5th?
Yes.
Yeah, January 5th. So he'll be joining us there. Rach is back tomorrow. Full show.
Full show.
Bunch of guests.
It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. Yeah. I also want to remind everybody, if you don't have plans for dinner tonight, stop by Hardee's, get something to eat, make a donation to Operation Food Search. They extended our campaign with Hardee's and Operation Food Search through tonight, so please stop by and make a donation or go to operationfoodsearch.org. And if you would, just type DGS in the little comment box so they know you're donating because of the show.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, Rach, tell me about the manipulative cats.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I got to say that. Manipulative cats, not the manipulative cats.
So they did a study in Turkey on cats and whether or not they prefer to be around women, whether they prefer to be around men. And I have to say, I am not surprised at all to learn that cats manipulate men and they bond deeply with women.
So they just use us.
Kind of.
But then you're their partner in crime.
Well, I think they like you guys and everything. They just know how to play you.
Yeah.
So here's how it works.
We are pretty simple.
Well, male cat owners produced an average of 4.3 vocalizations during the first 100 seconds of entering a room and interacting with a cat. So those vocalizations can be meows, purrs, chirps.
Okay.
You compare that to a female owner entering a room, we only get 1.8 vocalization. So those cats are vocalizing more frequently towards their male caregivers. And they're saying this is basically a manipulative tactic.
Trying to get them to do stuff.
Yeah.
So they think they can get us guys to do what they want, but they don't think they can do that to you.
Correct. And the study also shows that women in general tend to be better at assessing their cat's emotions. So maybe that's another reason why the cats are speaking up so much more with men. They're like, hey, listen to me. I need something from you, please. But interestingly enough, there are more male than female cat owners.
Really?
Yeah, this is according to a survey that surveyed over 20,000 pet parents across 20 countries. And there are 52% of male cat owners versus 48% female. I just thought that was very interesting because the stereotype you hear about is like, oh, she's a crazy old cat lady. She's got a million cats. Guys have more cats than
interesting
ladies.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this because I've never owned a cat.
So I'm trying to do this with dogs to see which they manipulate more. I think they just manipulate everybody. I think they are of the belief that they should be in control, they should be the boss, and they're going to tell you what they want. One way or the other, even if they're like the passive kind, they still kind of hint.
Yeah. I feel like my cat, Lucy, she definitely has my boyfriend like wrapped around her little paw in ways like, okay, so basically, he always wants to give her a human treat. Like, if we're having ice cream or something, he wants to share it with Lucy. And he gets, mad at me because I don't share with her as much. And I'm like, she's a cat. She doesn't need this. She can have, like, a tiny amount. But he's like, no, give her some more. I'm like, dude, she doesn't need it. But she has him convinced that she's, like, miserable unless she gets to partake in the treats. So, yeah, the manipulation thing does not surprise me one bit. He is being actively manipulated by Lucy.
Yeah. I'm big on giving all of our dogs, and that includes like the dogs in the family. I'm absolutely all about giving them little treats and sneaking them things, but not what I'm eating when I'm eating it. Like, because I don't want the begging.
Yeah, that's
annoying. I don't want the dog in my face or the dog in other people's faces when they come over. Doesn't mean they won't still kind of like stare at you, but you know, I mean, you've seen it where they get a little pushy because they're like, I always get this stuff. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like never from the table. If you're eating at the table, never from the table so that they kind of leave you alone while you're there. But I don't know. They deserve stuff.
They do. They deserve a little treat.
It just depends on the circumstance.
I just have emphasis on the little, like just a little bit. You don't need to be giving her like an entire bowl of ice cream. That is crazy.
Do they make ice cream for cats?
I have never seen it.
Oh, because they do for dogs.
I've actually almost bought the dog ice cream
to see
for
if
myself.
Like it.
No,
oh,
for myself on accident. Because at Schnucks, they just have it next to the normal ice cream. And you're like, oh, that looks pretty
good. I thought you were
going
to do it consciously, like to see if it was good.
No, I almost did it on accident. And then it's like, wait, what am I doing? I need to pay better attention when I'm shopping.
Did you ever try a treat for a dog or
a
cat?
No, because it smells so gross to me.
Some of them don't. I know when I was a kid, I tried one. It was the worst thing I've ever tasted, but...
Mm.
It seemed like it would be a good idea, and then it was not a good idea.
Go to Sleep on the Stream says, I love dogs and cats, but cats are way less stressful and more chill.
Boy, it just depends. Well, like, because a lot of dogs are just that. They're just like, they'll follow you and lay down to do whatever. And then there are dogs that are pretty intense. I have a dog that's pretty intense. He's like nonstop. You know, he's going to tell you what he wants when he wants it.
Well, I think there's also just the factor of with a dog, they have to go outside every morning, every evening. You have to carve that out of your day. With a cat, you could leave a cat by theirself for like you shouldn't do it for more than like a day, but you don't have to be like, I got to rush home after work to let the cat out. Like the cat is fine.
No, that's true.
The dogs, they must be taken care of. So that's what
that's
I usually
because you let them poop in the house.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, go nuts.
You give them their own special place.
Have you ever used one of those... They look like grass, and it's supposed to be like a safe area for the dog to use the bathroom in the home. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know that they have those little things called pee pads.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah,
but
it looks like
grass,
so it's like a little
version.
Artificial turf thing.
Yeah,
I don't want that in the house.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever be able to do that either. Just the knowledge, like even if it smelled fine and everything, just the knowledge that they were doing their business over there would bother me.
Yeah, I think, obviously, you know, the cats have the litter, which helps cover smells, at least to a degree, some better than others. And some of the, I've seen some of the kitty litter, like, what do you call them? They're like little houses where everything's like, it's almost like they go indoors in there to do their thing and then they come out.
Oh, like the little igloo ones?
Yeah.
Then they have the top, ones where they enter from the top. Yeah.
It's pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just got to open the door for my dog. But see, then again, my dog can't jump the fence, can't get away. Mm-hmm. You know, he's where he's going to be. Or the two of them, they're going to be where they're going to be because they can't do that. Some dogs can, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the outside part. We have a cat in our neighborhood that lives right behind us that's an outdoor cat.
Like all the time, or she
not
just
all
goes
the time. Like
sometimes.
They get let out and let back in. And
that's cool.
Every once in a while, I see the cat in our yard. Which is cool. I don't care. Some people get mad about that. I couldn't care less. The dogs try to chase it. There's no chance. They're not catching it. And even if they did catch it, they wouldn't know what to do. They'd be like, ugh. But yeah, I've always been fascinated by that because there's both. the indoor and the outdoor cats. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how owners decide which to be.
Yeah, and I have a couple of friends who have indoor cats, and then they have separate outdoor cats.
Oh.
And, like, never the two shall meet.
Yeah, I don't judge it because I don't own cats. I don't know, like, one way or the other, but I always find it fascinating that it's basically just your decision.
I think a lot of the outdoor cats, it's like they're basically stray cats that kept coming back. And it's like, yeah, I can keep giving you food. Yeah. I can keep giving you some comfort. But like, you're probably happier outside. So we'll just let you stay outside.
Yeah. Interesting.
I love the animals.
Yeah. They're the best.
They really, really are.
Yep. I could spend a lot of time just hanging around animals.
Me too.
Like shelters, zoos, you name it. My dream is to like go in with the zoos and they like be in the behind the scenes and just get up close to all of them.
Oh, I guess you weren't with the show whenever we took that tour of the St. Louis Zoo.
Yeah, I was not.
That must have been like right before.
Dang it.
That was really fun. Yeah. That was really fun.
We got to get back out to the Wolf Preserve.
Yeah.
Out on 44. That place is cool.
Yeah.
We should do a show outing. It's fun.
Yeah, we should like broadcast from there.
Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.